VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. The Trump administration remains focused on Iran and says it is ready for dialogue with the country's leadership. VOA's Michael Bowman reports from Washington, where ahead of last week's congressional recess, U.S. lawmakers were briefed on heightened dangers Iran allegedly poses across the Middle East.
After weeks of saber-rattling towards Tehran and warnings about possible imminent threats, the Trump administration is suggesting dialogue.
We're prepared to engage in a conversation with no preconditions. We're ready to sit down with them. But the American effort to fundamentally reverse the malign activity of this Islamic Republic, this revolutionary force, is going to continue.
Pompeo spoke during a visit to Switzerland, which has represented U.S. interests in Iran and could serve as an intermediary between the two estranged governments. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
In Khartoum, explosions and heavy machine gun fire were heard early Monday as Sudanese security forces moved on the site of a sit-in protest outside the defense ministry. The Reuters news agency reports that a medical association affiliated with the protesters said at least one person had been killed, several injured, as the government troops attempted to disperse the protests in central Khartoum. The Associated Press is also reporting that one of its journalists saw smoke rising from the site as the raid was in progress. The sit-in began several weeks ago as civilians and military officials argue over the makeup of a transitional government following the military overthrow of Omar al-Bashir in April after mass protests against his 30-year rule. The protesters are demanding the military hand over power to civilians. This is VOA News. An Israeli airstrike on a Syrian airbase killed one soldier, wounded two others, and destroyed an arms depot. The attack on the T-4 airbase in central Homs province came hours after Israeli airstrikes on the Golan Heights in southern Syria. Israel did not comment on the attack on the airbase, but said its strikes in Golan were a response to Saturday night rocket fire into Israel from Syria. Nearly everyone applying for a visa to enter the United States will have to provide their social media accounts, as well as other detailed personal information, as part of the Trump administration's extreme vetting process for all immigrants and visitors. The U.S. State Department says it has updated its immigrant and non-immigrant visa forms to require applicants to provide 5 years worth of social media accounts, telephone numbers, email addresses, international travel, and deportation status. Meanwhile, the White House says President Trump is serious about slapping tariffs on Mexican imports in a dispute over illegal immigration. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says he expects President Trump to slap at least 5% tariffs on Mexican imports beginning June 10th.
The president is deadly serious about fixing the situation at the southern border. This is not the first time I'm on your program talking about what's happening on the Mexican-U.S. border. We've been talking about it for months.
Mulvaney spoke on Fox News Sunday, but Republican Senator John Kennedy, speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, says he doubts President Trump will take action.
If he slaps a 25% tariff on Mexico, it's going to tank the American economy.
Mulvaney says American consumers would have other buying options should the tariffs increase the prices of Mexican imports. Mike Hemp in Washington.
As Britons prepare for the arrival of President Trump, a YouGov poll finds that many of them have a negative view of him. VOA's Patsy Wadakuswar takes a look from London.
President Donald Trump has drawn rebuke when he retweeted anti-Muslim videos from a British far-right group and when he accused British intelligence agencies of spying on his election campaign. Still, British officials maintain that the two countries' special relationship remain intact. Polls also show the underlying cultural closeness between the two countries is strong.
I'm not sure whether it's as strong, but yes, I do feel that it's still there.
If the general population want it, then it will still be there, regardless of who's in power, really.
It's one of the few relationships in the world history that won't really ever go away, because we've gone through the dark times and we've gone through the best of times.
The special relationship is a term coined after World War II by then-British Prime Minister Winston Churchill to describe the close political, cultural, economic, military and historic bilateral ties. Patsy Wadakuswara, VOA News, London.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama. voice of America.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you, and so relax and let's have some fun. Today, the African Beat will make its first stop in the Republic of Guinea with something really, really cool. Intereke by Fode Kuyate. And right after that, Salif Keita of Mali comes in with Primpim. And Tapele by Kekele featuring Madilu of the Democratic Republic of Congo. But right now, let me take your minds back a little bit with Intereke by Fode Kuyate.
Laisse-il dire, moi je m'en fous. Je suis prêt à tout. Je suis prêt à tout. Je suis prêt à tout. Je suis prêt à tout.
Je suis prêt à tout.
Coup de poing. Boxer.
Je suis prêt à tout.
Karaté. Judo.
Je suis prêt à tout.
If you are in Freetown, Sierra Leone, you can also link up with us via Radio Tempo 94.7 FM. Catch the African Beat Mondays through Fridays at 09.05 and 20.05 UTC right there from Radio Tempo in Freetown.
Autorisé commissaire m'a demandé un père. Esa la catapale,
bolingo pimisanga ingana pe mamu.
Apele by Kekele featuring Madilu of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And before that, Sprimpim by Salif Keita of Mali and Intereke by Fode Kuyate of the Republic of Guinea. You're listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington.
The Voice of America.
The African Beat continues, bringing you music from the continent that you love. Africa Y is our next track from Liberia. And from Liberia, we make our next move to Nigeria with Flavor featuring Tiwa Savage in Oye, and then to Uganda with Bella in Wakuli. But right now, Africa Y from Liberia.
Destruction, my mother freaking. Why, why? let you go. My jollof rice, oh, how you dey do today, baby moon? My tomato jossi, oh, I don't dey think about you. It dey make me dey wonder, because you love me so, so tender. Hey, yeah. But now I am darling, cause here is so, so boring, baby moon. For a very, very long time, I don't dey shivo. And it be like send a fever, I dey catch it cold. Oh, in a tomorrow, see I dey catch it cold. Oh, in a tomorrow, I say baby I dey catch it cold. Let's go in a now. I said, baby, I dey catch it cold. I can't go in a now. I said, baby, I dey catch it cold.
Time to win.
Kuli by Bella of Uganda, and before that, Nigeria's Flavor featuring Tiwa Savage in Oye and Africa Y from Liberia. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. David Vandy right here, and I'll be back.
The African Beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and you leave your message. And now let's take this email which says, "Hello, David of the African Beat. I admire your show here in Liberia. Monitoring African Beat is indeed a pleasure. And I'm grateful to be able to monitor such unique program on the Voice of America. Now let's get on to music. Modelo by Adiemo of Ethiopia and Kolom by Bukbak of Ghana.
Oh, front door. Wait, ha, fi man do break in the door. Dream me see gonna me to the Akwambo. Hey, me sick get 32. Chew my mouth, man don't catch just four. Wait, yo, me win it bona me di loto. I wanna who got this a 44 party pong. Pop jump on, Peter up or so. The boy got Sean John when the song no be dull. Wait, book back day chair by the buck the slate and my fans no be small. Wait, my body be sack on the abata bro for same into me mean the body. Yeah. Oh, baby. Me be plantain chips, you know maintain hips, come out to 40. Yeah.
Let's go!
Oh, hey man, trim on me white, be some beef fat, New York, me fast to your mouth. Me family who's second, me dress in my Wakanda. Me will goose, go me TV at T4X4. I'm a sponsor again, like Astro and Bookie Co. X-ray, boogie, dab, boogie, for we on tour. Any yabba go, they pine your love, I won't fall like Fulham.
Yeah!
Fulham, put some money on in, baby. Fulham, put some money on.
Music done by Bookback of Ghana, and before that, Modelo by Adiemo of Ethiopia. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Music from the continent. Beautiful music, lovely music. Music to make you dance, to make you move your body and shake it down to the ground. The best African music show on your airwaves. I am David Vandy, and now let's push it on. Hi, David. Really, you guys are wonderful. I am your regular listener. Whenever it's 0900 UTC, I do stick to my radio set. Your show is the most perfect and entertaining one. I really love. I love it. And I want to commend your effort. You are really an entertainer. Please, I want to say hi to my friends, Mr. Ishaka Zama Bitrus and Fatima Abuna Mele. I am Shambo Ishaya Landa from Mubi South Local Government Area of Adamawa State in Nigeria. Well, thank you very much to all of you. Let's get some real music coming for you now. This is Ampere. It's done for us by Aidir and Nadia of Algeria. And right after that, I take you to Tanzania with Hussein Machozi in Haikai. And we climax today with Benedict Tal by Amdiar of Egypt. But right now, Ampere by Aidir and Nadia of Algeria.
Que survie mon patrimoine, c'est pour toi, citoyenne. Que je m'élève, c'est pour toi, que je t'aime. Mes sentiments par amour pour ma foi et mon enfant.
Face à ton destin, n'oublie jamais que le respect sera toujours comme la racine de notre famille.
Bah, il y a des choses entre une fille et son père qui ne se disent pas chez nous. Mais une chose est sûre, c'est que tu m'as toujours dit de respecter les autres et de travailler dur, dur pour aller toujours plus loin, toujours plus haut. Et tu m'as rendue citoyenne du monde.
Parce que Zéram se veut d'être l'homme libre, tu porteras ce nom comme on porte le destin. C'est un peu de moi, même si je ne te le dis pas. Je suis entre tes mains comme l'eau sacrée d'un pays. Citoyenne de ce monde, ta vie sera ma vie.
Mon patrimoine, c'est pour toi, citoyenne, que je m'élève, c'est pour toi que je t'ai. Mes sentiments par amour, pour ma foi et mon enfant. Mon patrimoine, c'est pour toi, citoyenne, que je m'élève, c'est pour toi que je t'ai. Mes sentiments par amour, pour ma foi et mon enfant.
À mon père, j'ai à dire tellement de choses. À mon père, cet homme libre, loin de sa terre. À mon père,
African Beats.
Africa,
Africa.
Voice of America.
to listen to the latest African music, dance to the best African beat from across the African continent, then you don't have a problem. Just tune in to the African beat on The Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays. African Beat, the show that brings happiness into your homes, smiles on your faces. So join me, your host, David Vandy, Monday through Friday on The Voice of America.
African Beat
is the best. It's number one.
We love it.
Benedictal by Amdiab of Egypt, and before that, Haikai by Hussein Machozi of Tanzania, and Ampere by Aidir and Nadia of Algeria. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on The Voice of America. Till then, I am David Van here in Washington. Bye-bye.
Benedicta.
This is VOA.